first Eilik of the Sugya of the Vav Amir Aleph, the Gemara handles what happens in Tzir Shnai Meisen if you take it. Tough one. The second Eilik of the Sugya, Eilik that we're starting today, is what happens if you're a Gedeisha. This is a different Sugya. Gedeisha by Shnai Meisen, Madiv. As the Gemara starts off, Va'ayfen Seh. Im Timsi Laimau talk for Echad Bifneinu Maitzin Oysamiyada. Given the Sugya Koydim, talk for Echad Bifneinu, the din is Maitzin Oysamiyada, a Zichar Egdesha Eina Mikudeshas. Im Timsi Laimau, Techad Echad Bifneinu, a Maitzin Oysamiyada, ascend the Shaila is if Egdesha works. As the first Nakud in the Sugya is, which half are we talking about that he's Magdish? Are we talking about the Nakuda, the Nim in the Sugya, is the half that he's supposed to get from the Din Chalukah? Or are we talking about the half that he's not supposed to get from the Din Chalukah? Which half is the Gemara handling? As the Meiri says, Mefurish, this is the sheet of the Meiri, that we're handling in the second half that he wasn't supposed to get, that goes lechaveh. That's what we're handling, if he could be makdash. Oh, but the half that goes to him, zikr, he could be makdash. Loizu asafi, tos is bar. And b'chein is meduyik in the Taisis Rush. The Taisis Rush, when he speaks out in the Gemara of Igdisha, that the tzaddik works is midin hoida, he says lefikach he could be makdish the chetzir shel chavera. Meduyik in the Rush that the nidin is only on chetzir shel chavera. The chetzir which is his zikr he could be makdish. V'chein kosev haritcha on vav amid beis. As we have three rishonim, the Miri, the Taisis Rush, the Ritva, that they all learned the Nidin were handling is on the other half, the half that you're not getting, could you be Makdash? The Miri brings down a Deya, which is Chodesh Lamis. And the Deya Tainas, that until you make the Shvua, you're not Zeich in your half either. As over here we're talking about before you made the Shvua, as your half, even the half you're going to get out the chalukah is not yours either, and therefore it's a chsarn of ikdesha. You can't be makdesha. And the Miri is cholik betoikiv on this day. He says, even if you don't make the shvua, but because he's holding on to it, zikr, he could be makdesh the half that he's getting mishum the chalukah. A stump in this day that the Miri brings down that dons that maybe until you make the shvur it's not yours is mavur that the shvur of the Mishnah is a shvur sanoitle. Meaning until you make the shvur you don't have a koyach of netila. Rather that's a shitas on Miri on beis on the beis. As the Miri doesn't ask on this nekuda. I mean he's masking it's a shvur sanoitle. But the Miri is tining even though it's a shvur sanoitle. But being that it's in your hand now, as it's yours, it's biyadai to make the shvua, and it's biyadai to get it. As memela, therefore, right now, it's called yours. Because that's one nekuda in the Gemara. That over here we're handling on the half that's going to the other person. Could you be makdish? That's the lidin. But the half that you're getting from the chalukah zikr, that's not the needle in the circuit. Nekuda number one. Nekuda number two, there's an interesting question. As what are we saying? We're saying that, okay, on the other half that the other guy is getting, im timsi loyma, takvecha bifneinu, moitzi enoisa miyadoi, hekdeshoi eina mikudeshes. The words of the Gemara, Hegidesha Eina Mikudeshes, are mashma, it's not chal b'chlal, not even misafik. The Gemara doesn't say it's safik Mikudeshes. The Gemara says Hikdesha Eina Mikudeshes, even if you're not learning in the mirror. But as Adiyak, everyone could make Hikdesha Eina Mikudeshes. It's Mefurish. The Hikdesh is not Chal B'chlal. Frekter the Shaila, even though Bezdin is paskening Chalukka, but Bezdin doesn't know really whose it is. Maybe the story was the guy who was Makdashit lifted it first. And maybe the story is it's really his. This Bezdin doesn't know, and they paskin Chalukka anyway. As why isn't the din that it's Mekudeshes Misafik? Because maybe it belongs to him. The Bishlam, if Edom come and we have a Raya and we know who it is, I hear. Edom came, so there's no Suffolk anymore. But over here, we don't know. We pass in Chalukah because we don't know. As in Cain, why isn't it Lepachas a Suffolk Mekudesh? It's because maybe it really belongs to him, even though he lost it in Taira, but maybe it belongs to him. As the Ksais in Reish Yod Aleph, Sivka and Gimel, Jalakha Yad, the Ksais says that because the Chalukah is midin vada, Shnei Mukzakim ba, but Chalukah midin vada, L'chori means like Tosis and Beis and Aleph. Ranan Sadi, Chetz Yishal Zeh, V'chetz Yishal Zeh. As we're making a Psak vada, as Bezin is paskening, it's vada is. As that's how we have to be Noyig in Din. But the Shaila is, we saw in Rashi on Dav Ches, and the Rush in Pesachim on Dav Beis Amid Aleph, that they learn the Chalukah, the Mishnah Rashi says, Mamen Hamutu B'Safik Cholkin. The Chalukah, the Mishnah is Midin Safik. As the Fi Divrayim, if it's a Chalukah B'Safik, as L'Chayr it should be Safik Mekudesh. Azok Reboch Ber, in the Stenzloch of Reboch Ber, in the money, there it is. Over there, Reboch Ber says, you see that being that there's a psak in Bezdin, it goes to someone else, you lose your bias. Thus stated in the Sinai. If there's a din that Bezdin's paskining, the money is someone else's, you lose it. Just the question is, what is the psak? How do you lose your bias? How far do you lose your bias? Reboch Ber says, it's Eina Shaloi, Bechlal, it's not yours. Now that Bezdin is paskin, and you cannot win this money, I'll be Bezdin. If you go to Bezdin, Bezdin's going to give it to Pliny, it's Parker, your bias, Legamri, it's Eina Shaloi. And this is a big Yisoy that you see. Even though Bezdin's passing Misham a Suffolk, they don't know. But at the end of the day, you can't win it in Bezdin. It's not yours. Because Bailus is not just defined by the Mitzias Be'etzem. Bailus is Tali Kefi the Shlita Be'Poyel. If you are not Shailit on Be'Poyel, because Bezdin already passing, it belongs to someone else, it's Parka, your Bailus. That's not called bailus. You don't even need hefka bezdin hefka. Bailus means you're a shliter. Once it's out of your shliter, you're not a bailin bezdin paskin, it belongs to someone else. It's not. Thus is the mahalach of Reboch Ber. Behelem divrei Reboch Ber, he says it gorsha, very strong. Behelem divrei Reboch Ber, you could have said maybe the chasan is just eino b'shusa, meaning shalai it is, but it's eino b'shusa. Something that's eino b'shusa, you can't be magdish dumya if someone steals something from you. The famous gemara in Baba Kama in the Ruba on Daf Samech Tes: if someone steals something for you, hagamit shalai, but you can't be makdish it because it's Eina Rishusa. The Ganav stole it from you. It's not in your Rishus. It's not in your Shlita. As what then over here, you can learn it's a Chsarn of Eina Rishusa. Okay. As thus is the two Mahalchim in why, even on the Tzad it is, he can't be makdish. Either because it's a Psak Vadai or even a Psak Savik. But once you lost it in the Din Taira, you're not a Bailam. Okay, Rashi. What does Rashi say on this Gemara? Talk to Echa. Rashi did a masel. Vim timsi loyma b'shele seni. Lifshak timayt siyena isam biyada. Biak loyku hegdesha beloy tachva. Rashi says the Gemara over here in the first timsi loyma is going beloy tachva. Frek the maram shift. Over here, we're going on the tzad tokfu moitzia noisai miyadai. As even if he's tokva, it doesn't help. As why does Rashi have to say we're talking about bidaloi tokva kilo mashma? That if he was tokif the other ear, and then he's makdashit it's chal, haray, even if he's tokif the other ear, and then he's makdashit, it's still not chal. Because we're going on the side of the Gemara of Tokva Moitzia and Oisei Miyada. Even if you tokif it, Bez is going to take it away from you. As him came, why does Rashi have to say it's talking about the Deloi Tokva? As Maryam Shif says, Rashi is Lamdavka. He says Loi Tokva because that's what the Gemara says in the Yamsha. Efshel Rapshev says it. The Nochum and the Shmuel over here wanted to say a Chiddush. It's a big Chiddush. Leave the Olam, think about it and handle it. It's not a Dover Posh. It's a big Chiddush, Misvara. They wanted to say, Pshan and Rashi is if you toikif it, Lemaisa, there's a Tzad Safik, really it belongs to you. Yes, on the Gemara. Maybe it really belongs to you. Is it sad it really belongs to you? As we said, but because Bez and Paskin, as therefore you can't be Makdashit. As Rashi has it sad, that only works when it's Biyad Shel Chavera. As Bez and Paskin and the other guys holding on to it already, as then we say that it's not yours anymore. But if it was in your hands, if you took the whole thing and now it's in your hands, your bailus is not pukka from it because you're still holding on to it. You're still a machzik in it. As until Bezdin's going to take it away from you, on the tzad that it really belongs to you, the hektish could be chal. So over here on that side, it's not part of the bailus of it, because maybe it really is, and it's sitting by you. As the Bezdin comes and takes it away from him, Bezdin took it away, but until they took it away, if it's still by him, then it's not a chsarn. The fraud, if you learn, the chsarn is ainu b'shusai, as then, you hear much more the word of Rav Nochum and Rav Shmuel. So if it's by him now, as then it's Rishusa. As Maram Shif Kinnira learned, like Rabbo Bet, once there's a psak, it's poka. But if you learn he's still a bailam, just it's ain't a Rishusa, as then you could hear it's sad. If he's toikif it, now it's called Rishusa. It calls man, it's by him. Because therefore Rashi has to learn that it's going below toikif. The Nochum is Medayik, the Rach is Meduyik, like, not like Rashi. That even if he's Takva, Zichra, the Egdish is not Chav. Okay, is that Tzad number one of the Gemara? The Imtim Silayma of Mitzian Miyadai, and over there, Gdeshai Einam Ekudeshas. Of Imtim Silayma Takva Echad Ifneinu, Eimoy Tzian Oisai Miyadai. Igdesha v'lai takfa ma'am. Kivan dama ma'ami rasa l'gvaya. Kim nisi rasa lehed yedami. Kiman di takfa dami. Al dilma hashtem miya alai takfa. Iksiv v'ish ki yakdish es besai kodosh. Ma besai b'shusai av kol b'shusai. Lafuke hai de lav b'shusai. Zakta Gemara, that if it doesn't work, if it's not Kitkifa, as the reason why his Hekdish doesn't work is because it's Einoi Bishusa. Fred the Marsha, the Madura Basra. and the Maram Shif, that why does the Gemara say the Chsarn is because it's in a Rishusay, and you need a Gzeres HaKosid. Ishkiyak, this is Beisoy Kodesh. It has to be Dumya de Beisoy. The Gemara should say there is a bigger Chisaron over here because it's Einoi Shaloi. It doesn't belong to him. And if the Chisaron is Mishum She'Einoi Shaloi, you need a Gzeres HaKosid of Beisoy. I mean, if the Chisaron is because it's Einoi Shaloi, you don't need a Gzeres HaKosid to tell you I can't be Makdish someone else's thing. That's a goal of Pasha de Swara. You're not a Bailam, of course you can. You only need it when it's a loy, be'erbishusav. As Masham Adur Basa says, that Enochinami, the Chsarn is Enish a loy. In fact, the Ritva is not Koiris, the Enabishusai, Ishkiyak, the Shesbesai. And he Taka learns the Ritva Chadashim, the Chsarn is Enish a loy. In the eyes of Ahadi Gemaras, they bring their Akisve Yah, that'll light the Ritva. But Rashi and Vav Amid Beis and our gears of the Gemara is Einoi B'Shusa. If he argues about the Gemaras. And Rashi, the Shaila is, why does the Gemara say Einoi B'Shusa? As the Marshal Madur Rebasa says, Einoi Chinami, the Chsaron is Einoi Shalom. And what he means is the Gemara in a bunch of places, even when it's a chsarn of Einoi Shaloi, the Gemara says the chsarn is Einoi B'Shusay and brings Beisay. It's Lav Dafka. You find it in Tmura Daf Tes, Chof Tes, and other places in Shas. That the Gemara, even when it says Einoi Shaloi, will bring this down, even though you didn't need the Jerusha, but the Gemara speaks it out. Okay. As a Mela, once we find it in other sugyas, as we can say in this sugya too, the Gemara did. That's the Mahalik of the Marsha and Madura Basra. However, Rav Nochum wanted an answer that you could say, shot in the Gemara's Ba'ayfin Zu. When we started the sugya, we asked, Lamaisa, maybe it's his. Maybe it really belongs to him. As why isn't it Hekdish Misafik? Because maybe it belongs to him. As if Nochum wanted to learn, the Gemara is going on that side. The Gemara means even if Klapishmaya Galya, it's really his, still the Chsarin is Einoi B'Shusa. And over here you have to say Einoi B'Shusa. And over here, he's digging on his Rebbe, Rebbe Obeh. Rebbe Obeh said that if it's really his and Bezin Paskins against him, as he loses his bailus, it's Einoi Shaloi. As that's Kinira how the Shom Adura Basra, the Marim Shif learned, and the Mela, they asked the question on the Gemara. But if you'll argue on Rebbe Obeh and say it's Shaloi, it's just Einoi B'Shusa, as then you'll have a geshmak of shad in the Gemara. You'll learn that that's what the Gemara is saying. On the tzad that it's his, it's still Einoi B'Shusa. That's what you call the law. Okay, but that is the first chiluk in the Gemara. We're just gonna speak out that for now, for Rumiza, the Fidah Rishainim that learned there is a schus tkifa, and a schus tkifa is a bailis, the Rajva, other Rishainim learn it, as then it's very good why the Gemara says Einoi B'Shusa. Because he has a gemisera bailis, he has a schus tkifa. It's a chiddush the Rishainim say. But we have to learn the Rishainim to understand the Rishainim. We'll come back, we have to see it. Go on the chiddush. Okay. As thus is the Gemara. Now let's learn the first Tosis and the Sugya. Vegdesha beloi takfa mau. Zug Tosis. Umairi nami kigoi sheshosig vishoshi ignis uvishoiv kisheshola gizbe sova. Where did Tosis see this in the Gemara? There's a Hekatimsa. The Gemara doesn't say it. Gemara just says Igdisha. The Gemara doesn't say Shasik. In the Gemara before, the Gemara says Shasak v'Savach. The Gemara speaks it out clearly. As why over here, the Gemara is vague. The Gemara is not specific. The Gemara doesn't speak it out. I mean, if we're talking about Shasik, we should speak it out like we spoke it out in the Gemara before. Where is Taisis getting it from? As there's two Makaris to Taisis. The Ramban says the Makar is because the Gemara starts off Im Timsi Limer of the last Gemara. The last Gemara was talking about by Shasik Ulim Say Sava. As if you're Im Timsi Limering the last Gemara, which is going by Shasik Ulim Say Sava, as over here also, it has to be talking about where it's Shasik Ulim Say Sava. Or else, what's the Im Timsi Limer? Why is it Tali on the Gemara before? Beis, the Gemara before says, if you Savik Mitchila Bat Saif, Tvisa Zichar is Loi Mahani. Whatever reason the Gemara put down as an olive base. If Yitzavach mitchila vatsoif, tkifa doesn't help. Why should Hekdish be better than tkifa itself? It doesn't help tkifa, so it doesn't help Iglisha. As therefore, Toises had to learn that sad that it should work is Megin Hoido. So we have two reasons to explain Toises. Toises didn't bother to explain it because Toises knew every Barbe Rav would figure it out themselves. So posh. Oh. So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is the whole tzad that the Hegdish should be chal is only Mishum there's a shtika kaidah. Frek the Ritva Chadashim, the shtika kaidah is after the Hegdisha. What's the story here? He's Makdashit. The guy keeps quiet. He doesn't react. And it's chal the Hegdish. Harei, any hekdesh that's not chal b'shaitai is not chal afterwards. If you're makdish something when you're not a bailim, and afterwards you become a bailim, as it doesn't work. You makdish it and then you buy it tomorrow. It doesn't work. As over here, the hekdisha was first, and the haidah was afterwards. As why does it work? Zog the ritva, it's b'bas achas. It happens with basachas. Frek the base alevi on the ritva. It's not the basachas. First there's a hegdish, and then it takes the guy a second to react, as it's not the basachas. Zog the base alevi. The ritva means teich kedei diber kedibadam. As it's kachas. What is teich kedei diber kedibadam? Kachas. As the basachas and the hegdisha, teich kedei diber is the hida. And the Mela, it works.
Okay.
But thus is the. Okay. As Taisis learned Shtika Kaida, first of all, we said, where did Taisis get it from? Well, come learn Taisis. What happened? Where did Taisis get it from? The Gemara doesn't speak it out. As we brought Rayas, Grada, why doesn't the Gemara speak it out? Because the Gemara said in Timsi Loimer, it's Mashmitz Hemshech, the Gemara doesn't have to speak it out. Oh. And. Question number two on Taisis is that if you need the Haidah, as the Haidah is afterwards, and with the Ritva, it's Bavasachas. Okay. Abba Freg, the Pnei Yeshua on Taisis, a strong question. Why does Taisis have to say that we're talking about a case, Kigoin Shesosak Bishosh Hidik? And it's totally on the suffix of the Gemara before. Hare, what is the suffix? The suffix is tkifa is a reason to scream. But maybe hekdish is not. Hekdish is just a dibur. Hekdish is kilu yutakfa. Hare, you could have the same suffix if you were shasik mitchila vatsoif. Meaning, everyone holds shasik mitchila vatsoif works. The suffix of the Gemara before was shasik ulubsoif kasava. Aba shasik mitchila vatsoif, everyone holds works. As I say, the Gemara should clare, if he's ignisha, and he's shasik mitchila vatsoif, ledivre akol, yesh listabik. Do you say I'm the Rasa Ligvaya Kimsir Lahedir and does his kilu takva and shtika kaida? Or do you say nah, it's just words? He doesn't have to scream, shtika is not kaida. As why do we have him Timsi Laima? Why do we have to base it on Shasek Ulubisai Kasab? Thus Fred the Pnei Yeshua. Starkish Shailam Pshat on Taisis. Why is Taisis? What's Pshat in the Gemara? What's Pshat in Taisis? Zuck the base on Lady. Abalafi the Ritva Chadashim that we just saw is the Gevaldi. Why? Because by Shasek, Mitchila Vatsoif, when is the Ida Chal? The Ida is not Chal right away. It's by Shasek Mitchila Vatsoif, the Ida is Chal Abisoif. The Frat Lefi the Mandiyam, a Shasek Ulubisoif Kasava is not a Ida. As when is it Chal by Shasek Mitchila Vatsoif? At the end. As Imkain de Gdisha, and the Soif Kashasach is a long break. It's not Toich Kedei Diba. Masha Enkein, if you hold Shasach Ulub Soif Kasavach is a Hida, as then it's a Hida Meikara right away. As then it's Toich Kedei Diba. As I say, has the Beis Alevi a Gevaldik Achap. That if we're going by Sir Shasek Ulub Saif Kamait, I mean Shasek Ulub Saif Kashasak, he was Shasek Mitchila Vat Saif, as then the Haida is only Chal B'Saif. It's not Taychidei Diva. Oh, but if we're going according to the Mandi, Shasek Ulub Saif Kasavach is Haida, the Haida is Chal Miyad. That's what the Beis HaLevi wants to say. However, there's a strong diak in Taisis, not like the Beis HaLevi. Lefi zeh, Taisis didn't have to say it's talking about Bisoif Kosova. Because according to the Mandiyama, Shosik Bisoif Kosova is a Hida, the din of the Gemara is true even by Shosik Mitfilo Vatsoif. As if he, that man the Omar, you don't have to be minded the suffix with Savach Levisai. That's why the Yesh Lodn, it's a Digdu Kal, but a deer. Behelem Divrei the Beis HaLevi, near a Yoiser like the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says, Pshan and Taisis. That if he was, what does Taisus say is the tzir of Shasek Ulub Saif Kasavach over here? Taisus says Shasek is when he says Damira Harezu Hegdish. The Saif means when Mr. Gizbar walks in and takes it away. Aibazei, Taina Tepei Yeshua, over here if he's going to be Shasek Mitchila Vat Saif, meaning even when the Gizbar walks in, he's Shasach Zichashtika Kalida. Because the Gizbar is physically taking away from him. There's no makam for the suffix of the Gemara. If the Gizbar walks in and the Gizbar takes it out, he's got to be Savach. Someone is physically taking away. That's not the suffix of the Gemara. What's the suffix of the Gemara? When you're makdish and you don't grab, is it ki'ilu you grab? That's the suffix of the Gemara. But when Mr. Gizbar walks in and Mr. Gizbar is grabbing, zikr, you got to be Safach, and if you're not, it's a shtika kaida. As a meila, that was the mocker of Taisis, that Taisis is mimited by Shasek Ulub Saif Kasavach. Because if Besaif, it would be Shasek Zicha shtika kaida. Okay. As let's come back now to Divrei Taisis. Leave the Cheshbonis and Pshat behind. Let's be mimed the Sugya the way Taisis is saying it. The sugya is talking about, one more time, what's the seer? Now we have it very, very clear. We hold it up. Reuven and Shimon are walking in, Eichs in the Talis. Okay? Reuven is Makdish. As the half that Reuven is going to get from the Chalukah is Zichur Kaddish. The Shaila is on the second half of the Talis, is the Hekdish Chal. We're talking about Bishas, where he was Makdish, the other guy was Shasa. When Mr. Gizbar comes to take the Kalis away, he was Savach. As do you stay just like by tkifa, shtika kaida, as do I did by hegdish, shtika kaida, as I'm irasa ligvaya, kimsirila hegdish, as kilo he grabbed it away to hegdish. Or, no, do you say that he only said a word, as I don't have to make a mechoma. Someone grabs, I gotta make a mechoma. He says a word, I don't have to make a mechoma. As that's the kudas asafik, as lefize, what kind of a suffik is this? This is a suffik in das pnei adam. Do people scream when you makdish their things? Now, if you're bichlal, not a baldover, and you walk over and you say, my thing is hegdish, I look at you and I say, I don't have to talk to you, I don't have to be misyachis to you. You stop saying Dvarim B'Telem, another one of those. Yeah, B'chule, I don't have to react. Above here, by Shnayim Oichsin, where there's a Din Torah, as now when you say, when you're Makdish my Chele, do I have to scream or not? Do you have a Raya from my Shtik or not? As Lefizet, it's not a Lom de Shashaylo. It's a Balabat de Shashaylo. I mean, it's a Svarin, Das B'nei Yodom. Does a guy scream when you're makdish like he screams when you talk off? Or no, tkifa is really attacking me, then I scream. Doesn't bother me so much. I don't. This is the suffix of the Gemara, the fi. Das pnei adam. Oh, this is the beginning of the Taisis continues. Kiban de Shasik or do ye or delay Babi Hegdish? Freg Toysvis, what do you mean? Shtike Kaida is Hegdish, but it's not in my hands. The other guy is holding on to it. The other guy stole it from me. As how could I be Makdish it? Even though he was Maide, but Lamaisa, he's still holding on to it. As Taisus is asking, okay, we know it's Haidah, and we know why Haidah was, because it's Vavas Achas, and we know everything. Good. But Tachlis Gered, at the end of the day, he's holding on to here. And this is Taisus Lashita, say the other guy's holding on to here. As Avizay, he is stealing it from me. He's Maid, it's mine. Oh, so why are you holding on to it? He's Mr. Goslin. Right? He's Maid, it's mine, and he's still holding on to it. So he's Mr. Goslin. As it comes out, here my talis is sitting by Mr. Goslin. As the halacha is if someone steals from me, I can't be makdish it. Das frektaisis. Frektaisis. V'loi domi legezel v'loi nishayishu abaylim. Shnei meni yichon lahakdish. Zelefi she'enish aloi v'zelefi she'enish b'shus. Frektaisis. You are the guy, even though he's made there, but he's holding on to it. He's holding on to the air. He's stealing from you, how could you be makdish it? Advertises, kivan the oidile, havi kipikodin shi yeshloi, viyad acherim, viyochel hadik, kidmuchach, vamoiche esesvine, gabiru daisi keri, dilo kaisi avi kushois. Oh, thus, zog, taisis. A zog will be kiva eger on this taisis, that on this Taisus you could be patient how Taisus holds in a huge machlekes yishol. Taisus in Reish Yud Aleph Siv Kot Yimel and Rabbi Kiva Eger both say it on this Taisus. They say this Taisus is a yisaitis diga Taisus, which a huge yisait. The Balamor and the Ramban have a big machlekes. What happens if someone steals? He stole something. And then he says, it belongs to the other person. I'm giving it back. When it's in the Goslin's hand and he didn't give it back, could the Nigzel be Makdashit? As Aida Pamatzir that they're talking about, someone literally stole, he walked in, took a chafetz, brought it to his house. Afterwards, he did tshuva. And he said, I'm giving it back to you. It's yours. I'm Maid, it's yours. I'm going to get it back to you. As soon as the Nigzel hears that, he says, Areze ked kodesh. Is it chal? Zog the balamar. It's chal. The guy says, it's yours. The guy says he's going to give it back to you. He's not going to hold it back in Beis Din. Seal, done, deal. It's yours. You could be Makdish. Rosh Hashitas Balamar and Baba Kama Daf Lamed Vov Amid Beis. Shitas Aramban and Muhammad is Choylik on the Balamar. He says, Kivan Sheba Liyadai Bigzela. He stole it from you, and by stealing from you, he took it away from you. As until he gives it back to you, it's still Einoi Birshus. This is the famous Machlikis, the Ramban and Balamor, and it's famous because the Achrenim are Ma'oi Marech in it in Luruba. Zot Dixais and Rabbi Kiva Eger from Taisis over here, we have a Raya that Taisis holds like the Balamor and not like the Ramban. Why? Because Taisis over here is talking about a case where he was Shaisik and he's Maida, it belongs to the other person. And Taisis says he could be Makdishit because it's like a Pikadon. As you see, Taisis holds that when I'm willing to give it back to you, it becomes yours that you could be Makdishit. Thus, Tainit Rabbi Seinu Deli Achreinim Maksois Rabbi Kivei. And Kipshutai, the tining betuv tam vidas. It's a lot of sushla. The problem is, the Ramban in our sugya brings Taisis and he argues for a different reason. Masha b'yisayda, he's maida to Taisis. The Tzarek Bir, the Ramban l'shitasa, he cannot say like Taisis.
Was it Bob and Zerla?
Oh, it was Bob. Why not? It was Bob Ixela. The Maisa, he's Maida belongs to the other guy. He's Maida, the other guy lifted it first. As how did you get here, mister? Obviously, after the other guy lifted it first, he walked over and he put his hands on it. So he's a real Gazla. He's walking over to someone that lifted a Mitzia and putting his hands on it and taking it.
But after Psak faced him, he said it's.
This is no kesher of Psak Beis Din. The shaila is, he stole it. When does it become Birshusa? That's the need no thing. Okay. Thus is the greatest shaila. As of Shimin Shkok in Baba Kama. I don't remember the simon. Lamedalad, Memdalad, anyway, they change it all the time. Kitzer, he has a simon on the Ramban. You'll find it. Oh. They change it when they print the new ones. It gets bigger and bigger anyway. So, more and more siman. Mamish don't remember, but Be'erich in the Meruba vicinity. When he speaks about the Ramban and the Baal Amar, he has a siman on it, as he says a Geshmakavot. And you say this the Gevod in Meruba. He said, what's Tagab Shad in the Ramban? Who cares if it's Begezel Baal Yodai? My Nafkimina. The guy's willing to give it back. He's a Shoylet Lagamri. The guy's not holding it back from him. What makes it ain't a Bishusa? Because the other guy took it away from you. He doesn't let you use it. But as soon as he says, I'm giving it back to you, come, take it. He's not Maneu you from it. You're Shoylet Lagamri. As why is it called ain't a Bishusa? Zakrib Shimin, Shad in the Ramban, Gezel Bali Yadai, means because every Ganev, the Torah is Machadish, the Ganev has Kinyane Gneva. And that's why the Ganev is Chayiv, even if it's Nenas. Let's say he steals, and an Oinus happens. There's a huge rain, and it knocks his house down. Mamisha Oinus Lagamri, a storm. He's still Chayiv. Why? Because he had Kinyanik and Eva. Because he's Chayiv Ba'ins. And his Chayiv is not just to give the Chayivitz back. He was Koine the Chayivitz Le'inyan, that he's Chayiv B'tashlumin. As the reason why it's Einu B'Shusai Halter Ramban is because the Ganev has Kinyane Gneva. If someone else owns your Chayfetz B'Gneva, that's Moineya, your Bailis. Because someone else has a Bailis in your Chayfetz. Kinyane Gneva. As even if the guy says, I'm willing to give it back, but his Kinyanim don't go on. until you get it back in your pocket, his kinyanim are still there. As that's why the Ramban holds it's Eino Rishus. A Bezok Reb Shimon, that's only when he did kinyanim. But over here, what's the seer? Mr. Rishon came and he was Magbia Tchila. It's still in the hands of Mr. Rishon. Mr. Shani comes along and he puts his hands on the talis and says it's mine too. If Reuven is still holding on to it, Mr. Rishon is still holding on to it, it's not shayach to do a kinyan. It's not shayach to do kinyani gneva. Kinyani gneva only when you took it out of his rishus, when you took it away from him. But when it's still in his hands, it's not shayach for someone else to do kinyani gneva. As soon as you're moida that he was magbiat chila, as now what are you saying? You're saying that the story was I came second and I put my hands on it and I said it's mine, as you're admitting that you don't have kinyani gneva. If you don't have kinyani gneva, it's not shayach the Ramban. As even the Ramban is moide. And Sinu agraisa makar to Reb Shimon from the Ramban himself, because the Ramban himself brings down Tosis and argues for a different reason. You see tomorrow. Okay. As those are the nakudas that we saw for the first day in Tosis, let's make a summation, sort of different nakudas. Number one, Taisus learns the second of the Gemara, the Gdisha, is talking about Shasuf Ulubsai Basana. How does the Ida help? Because it's Basachas with the Hekdish, the Ritva. Yeah. We had the Shaila, why is the Saiha only by Shasuf Ulubsai Basana? So the Peyeshua, the Beis Halevi. Oh. The last Nakuda in Taisus is very nice tika kaita. Aber lemaisa, the money is still sitting in the hands of the other guy. So how could you be matishes? The Taisus, being that he's maida, it's kilo, it's a pigadin biyad. Dan fixais and Rabbi Kiva Eger, lechayra, this is daimed to its ear of a gazlan that's willing to return it. It should be tali if you could be matishes. We saw Efsha over here, Kuli Alma Maiden, that you could be Makdashit, because there's no Kinyane. Okay, let's Shlom Aleph, Shitas Taisis. We'll be going to Shitas Taisis tomorrow. Also, we'll start learning the harder part of the Sugya, the Mahalif of the Rajva and the Raj. That they learn the need of the Sugya is not Shtika Koida, the need of the Sugya is Skustki. It's the second way, a whole new mahalik in the Sugya, that'll be the Bez Hashem. Tomorrow we mash the places and learn the second mahalik.